Okay, it's the day after Christmas, and I am doing this this podcast thingy. And of course, I don't have a plan, but I have some notes. So if this is going to come out bad, then it's going to come out bad. Anybody who expects their first attempt to be good is modeled by perfection and most likely will never accomplish anything in life. There's no such thing as perfection. You can, it's an ideal. You can approach perfection, but only through years or decades or lifetimes. So, my clients who are perfectionists are underachievers. Okay, so with that said, so the first thing I want to share is that yesterday I wrote a little bit about Rourke, Howard Rourke, an architect, in Ayn Rand's Fountainhead. It's a book and it's also a movie. So I re-watched the movie. It took me, it had taken me more than 20 years, or maybe 30, to watch it because I remember that I was in somebody's house and they had the television on and it played the movie. And I heard the sound, and the sound was so loud and so fascistic, like Hitlerator, Bundestag, and all that I said, no fucking way. Okay? No way. I'm not going to watch that shit. And I didn't until I did 30 years later. Now, I still hate the movie in a way, or the soundtrack, but that's not what I want to talk about. I saw something yesterday for the first time that all the times I watched it previously or when I read it, I couldn't see. So I want to say something about that. I looked and I saw, and previously I didn't look and I didn't see. So before you see something, you need to look. You don't automatically look. I mean, you don't automatically see. So anyway, so what I saw is how stiff Clark Gable, the actor who played Howard Rourke, and the actress who played whatever her name was, Jesus, don't remember, how stiff they were, and how rigid. So that gave me the idea to muscle test what was their vibration, the character. And to my surprise, I admit I was surprised because the thoughts that Rourke spells out in some of the quotes I quote and in his courtroom speech are to my liking. They are high vibration, but the person isn't. So there is a total disconnect between how the person, Howard Rourke, is rigid, emotionless, and I mean, if you manage to watch the movie and I put it up into my mobile app, his jaws are so rigid that if he needed to break a knot, the jaw would break first before the knot. Disgusting. Okay, so his vibration and her vibration is 100, and then I looked if Ayn Rand was also rigid. It turns out that Ayn Rand was also very rigid. Went from one rigid worldview, socialism or communism or whatever you would call what happened at the beginning of the 20th century in Russia, where she was from, to her rigid philosophy that I forgot what she called it, but so it's interesting because the philosophy is not that rigid, but the woman who espoused it, just like Rohr, is rigid. So that was very, very interesting. I was thinking this through while in bed, and I worked on my own jaw, my English. It's worth paying attention to how your jaw is. If it's rigid, then you are trying to hold on to something, either perfection or being right or looking good or whatever the heck you want to hold on to. Please don't hold on to anything. Just be like water, fluid. So the second thing that happened yesterday is as I was working on my website, every time I wanted to put an image into an article, suddenly the description of the image and its place was a porn reference. Buxom, blonde porn star from Houston, and other things about her. So I was mortified, but I didn't go into any kind of fear, and instead I said, I am going to do what I teach. I'm going to look and get excited when I find it. So I did look first in the mind, as normal persons do, and the mind said, virus, virus, virus. So anyway, I looked and I tested. I did the same thing in another browser. I went to another computer and checked if it showed up there. And then I held off to report it to whoever you would report when you found a virus, and then I actually found what it's doing. I don't know if it's a virus or not, but the software that was doing it had an aspect where you can turn off auto insert. So the software, RoboForm, was auto inserting that text for wherever it got from. I don't know. It's not like from anywhere other than I, at some point in my life for about 11 years, I did publish stuff about porn stars and exotic dancers. So it's not necessarily from somewhere malicious third party. So anyway, I turned that aspect off. Or option off in RoboForm, and now it works correctly. So where does this lead to? Well, it leads to the first step that anyone who wants to go higher has to learn and then master. But first learn. You can't master something that you didn't learn. And unfortunately, even though it is innate, an innate capacity for humans, most humans lost it. And that is to direct your attention and look. And most people don't look. So what I wrote down to myself is you can't think it. You have to look. You have to see it. You can't think it. And it's about anything and everything. So I am going to say more about that in another talk, but it's getting close to 10 minutes, so I'm just going to shut it down. Talk to you tomorrow.